here's a story from The World.
Reports of hate targeting Asians in the U.S. have nearly doubled since March of 2020. That's according to new data from the forum Stop AAPI Hate. Advocates say the actual number of incidents is likely far higher because many incidents go unreported. One Korean American in California wants to change that. The World's Bianca Hillier has that story.
Esther Lim noticed the increase in anti-Asian rhetoric as soon as the coronavirus began to spread around the world.
COVID led to, you know, a stereotype that Asians are still barbaric, unclean, and a cause of disease.
This was bolstered, she feels, by President Trump's racist remarks about the virus.
Those were a direct threat to me. That's when I got really scared.
Lim lives in L.A., just 15 minutes away from her parents. They immigrated from Seoul in the 80s. She worried about them and realized she wouldn't even know what to do if they were attacked. Lim hopped online and did her research.
I learned so much. I was like, oh my God, we do have a penal code for hate crimes in California. But I was like, wait, how come there isn't any of this information in my parents' native tongue?
Lim found that there weren't many resources in nearly any Asian language. So she decided to make her own. Lim created free booklets, aptly called How to Report a Hate Crime. In about 15 pages, readers learn what to do and who to call if they are a victim. It's now translated into 9 languages, including Thai, Vietnamese, Japanese, and Korean, and is mostly distributed to elderly Asians across the U.S.
Before booklets like this were released, there was no way for the seniors to really access this information.
Monica Lee is a Korean American who works for an organization called Korean Community Services in New York. She says the pandemic has highlighted the lack of language access for non-English speaking households.
Whether it's, you know, unemployment insurance or COVID-19 related health services or even the legal language around hate crimes, I think the language access piece is so important.
Lee says Lim's How to Report a Hate Crime booklets are really useful and badly needed. Asian Americans are the least likely of all ethnicities to feel very comfortable reporting hate crimes, according to a new survey from AAPI Data. Last week, Lee passed out hundreds of the booklets to senior citizens.
It definitely caught their eye because it's written in Korean.
Lee says many of the people she spoke with don't use social media or have smartphones.
We could be sharing this kind of information and raising awareness all we want via, you know, electronic methods and social media. But getting this information to them, the most vulnerable population in our community, is still quite a challenge. So it was really great to distribute a physical copy, a booklet that they could actually carry around in their pockets.
Creator Esther Lim has printed more than 60,000 booklets so far. $40,000 has poured into a GoFundMe page. Her parents are proud. And Monica Lee says Lim's readers are grateful.
One of the common things that they actually said was, thanks for not forgetting about us. And, you know, there's a word called 든든해 in Korean where it just feels like someone has your back. So I think just the fact that people like Esther and the young leaders in our community are really taking a stand for them, that helps them feel like they're not forgotten.
Printable versions of How to Report a Hate Crime are online at hatecrimebook.com. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.